You're listening to Bluebird Broadcast. I'm your host, creator, and producer of the show, Milena Karpukhina. Today's story is, as described by Toby Malone, a great two-hander where two strangers meet in a park and offer gestures of conciliation and friendship, never pushing too far but also never afraid to include moments of levity and awkwardness. Written by John Mabey, this is The Active Oval. You'll be hearing the voices of Carmo Bibiano as Lex and Vanessa Majangara as Sammy. John Mabey is a multi-hyphenate, nationally certified mental health counselor, performer, author, and returning playwright on Bluebird Broadcast. For more about them, visit mabeyplays.com. Make sure you're following Bluebird Theatre Company on social media to keep up with updates on our audio and visual performances. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show. Hey, you okay?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Was I being strange?
No. Well, most people here are running or walking their dog or Instagramming the view. I don't think I've ever seen someone just staring at it.
I guess I'm just here staring.
And how's that going?
Not great. Before you ran by, I took out my phone because I felt it buzz and I thought maybe my fiancé was texting back. But actually, it was just my leg falling asleep. Did you know legs could fall asleep while you're standing? But then, since my phone was already out, I checked all the socials and fell down a rabbit hole of GIFs and memes.
I've been there. Anything with dogs wearing little booties on their feet always gets me.
Then, somehow, it was 20 minutes later, and I looked up at the sky, which had completely changed. The light, the clouds, everything was different. Right in front of my eyes, and I never even saw it change. Missed it completely. And it's all my fault.
That's okay, I think. It's, just the sky. Oh. But we're not really talking about the sky.
It's proven fact that over-disclosing makes the discloser very self-conscious.
I could share something, too, if it helps.
Don't want to keep you from running.
Nah, I think my running was going about as well as your staring anyway. I'm Lex.
Sammy.
Did you know they call this area the Active Oval? There's an ad I saw with a tagline. It's cheesy, I know. Come to the park for getting in shape and making new friends at the Active Oval.
So have you?
Nope, neither. I've never gotten in shape or made friends here. Also, it's hard to make friends at the park. What are you supposed to do, just walk up to a stranger and say hey? Unless you both happen to have dogs, and they make friends first. Otherwise, hey, just... it sounds lonely.
Wonder why that's so scary.
The hay?
The lonely.
Well, there's something I've never noticed. A sculpture down there, off to the side past the steps. Do you see it? I never saw that before.
Oh, it's trash.
Everyone is a critic.
No, actually, it's trash. They haven't picked up the bags of leaves yet. Tons of leaf blowers everywhere.
Oh.
Don't be embarrassed. It really could pass for modern art. Those leaf bags are just littered everywhere.
In fairness, I guess the trees littered first.
We do too, actually. Litter ourselves. Well, our skin cells. Everyone sheds thousands and thousands of them every day. Don't worry. I'm a scientist, not some random fan of skin.
I wasn't worried. Well, maybe a little. For a tiny moment.
The skin you see now will all be gone in about a month. And you'll never notice. It all happens so quickly, right under your eyes, but you never even see it. My fiancé is not going to text me back.
You don't know that.
I do. I'm writing his stupid eulogy, and I thought coming here would make sense. Because he comes here every day. Came. I just thought maybe I'd figure out why he kept coming right here to this spot.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for not asking the question. It's the first thing people want to know, especially with suicide, like how someone died is supposed to rewrite the entirety of how they lived. His mother's calling it an accident, so there's no questions at church. Imagine that, lying to people so you don't lose them. Maybe that's how he felt, too.
I've never lost anyone. I mean, I've lost people, but not to where they couldn't still slide into my DMs. Except the time I dropped my phone in the toilet. No one could reach me then. It was awful. I had to get a new one. I grabbed the phone back out, but it was busted. I should mention, it was a clean toilet. Not that this in any way compares to... I'm sorry. Please don't cry. That was insensitive and weird. My inappropriateness knows no bounds. I should have tried to just...
No. I'm not crying. I'm laughing. That felt good.
Huh? Well, both ends of that spectrum kind of look the same.
Maybe that's by design. A reminder from our maker.
No more toilet stories from me, though. I promise. Unless it helps. Actually, it was kind of funny. Yesterday, when I went...
Nope. I'm good.
Friends say I'm incredibly sappy. Or incredibly inappropriate the worst times. Probably explains why I'm running alone.
I got you beat. We were at a mortuary, and you absolutely don't want to hear this.
I absolutely do.
I may have climbed into a casket. I did. They were pissed.
You did this on purpose?
His family all left to sign paperwork, and before I even realized what I was doing, just climbed into one of the models. They were all laid out like cars with different interiors and paint jobs.
Almost beginning for a test drive.
I needed to know what it felt like, what he'd feel like. We've been sharing a bed for over a decade, and now he'll have this new one, alone. Both of us alone.
Don't see why they would get so upset with you.
Well, when they came back and found me, I tried to cover. Blurted out, "This feels comfy, but do you have anything with lumbar support?" Yeah, I'm not allowed back.
All because you climbed in and made a joke? You can't be the first.
Well, possibly the first to make it collapse as I got out, which then tipped over another model, which was next to a table full of beautiful tulips. Ever play dominoes?
That would do it, but also really funny.
I have a theory about that. Death is incredibly devastating and funny, both at the same time, laughing and crying, and no one knows how they can coexist, so we pretend like they don't. Maybe all of these death rituals, the insurance forms and paperwork and satin caskets versus velvet caskets, all of it, it's so complicated and awful and difficult just so we can pretend we're fine when we're not. So we can distract ourselves and think about anything and everything else instead. Because feeling these things is as hard as standing in a ginormous field and just...
staring.
The scientist in me can't make the equation work. How am I ever supposed to feel complete again when the biggest piece is missing? And I don't even know why. No one knows, but I keep asking, which means I don't know how to talk to anyone anymore. Here in this park, I thought that maybe I'd at least be able to ask him, talk to him. But you know what? He's not here either, and it's like losing him all over again.
I think there's probably a lot of people with pisses missing. Maybe it's really about finding a way to feel whole, even when you're not complete.
Thanks.
Really?
Yeah. That was neither sappy nor inappropriate.
A first for me. Hey, what's your phone number? I'm not flirting, really. Not that I wouldn't, but I'm not. Why do I sound so inappropriate now? Here, just put your number in my phone. I promise I'll delete it afterwards. There, that's me. You can use that number anytime. Like if you want to fall down a rabbit hole of gifts and memes together, or if you want to say those things that are totally inappropriate and laugh, or if you just want to sit in the quiet for a bit with someone. But don't follow me on Insta unless you really like dogs in booty pics.
Why?
I think I've explained the booty thing.
The other part.
Well, maybe this park got the tagline halfway right. Sorry, was that sappy?
Only the best kind.
Good. This is all new to me.
Friendship.
Friendship with strangers.
Friendship with strange strangers.
Only the best kind.
Thanks again for listening to The Active Oval by John Maybe with Carmo Bibiano and Vanessa Majangara. If you enjoyed this Bluebird Broadcast audio production, don't forget to rate the show 5 stars and share it with anyone who could use a little bit of audio theater in their life. If you especially love John Maybe's playwriting, we invite you to listen to release 13 of Bluebird Broadcast titled Loved, featuring the voices of Gracie Rittenberg, Amanda Stamm, and Lachlan Katermas. This has been Milena Karpuchina with Bluebird Theatre Company, and we'll see you next time with another release of Bluebird Broadcast.